we move on a bit faster this week?
It was only the second week, Jo. We've hardly mastered the basics yet, have we?
I found it quite interesting.
Yes, well... Oh, where is he?
Search me, love.
Waiting for Gordon by Derek Webb.
Looks like I've found it.
You certainly have, love. Joining us, are you?
Yes, it's about time I knew how to handle a screwdriver.
Well, you have this bench here now. There was some bloke here the first week, but he didn't turn up last time, so he's probably dropped out.
Couldn't stand the pace, probably.
Oh, is it a bit demanding?
No, love, it's fine. Very relaxing. Just ignore Jo, she's always like this. Do you want a crisp?
No thanks.
All right. So, what's your name, then?
Me? Oh, it's Helen Barber.
Well, welcome to DIY for the Uninitiated. I'm Linda Bennett.
And I'm Tracy. Jo, if you'll excuse me.
Pleased to meet you.
So, you fancy becoming a bit of a DIY fanatic, do you?
No, not really. But when my husband died, it made me realise just how little I knew about doing things around the house. And now I'm retired. I've got plenty of time to learn.
What did you used to do then?
Teacher, primary school. And now I'm coming back to school.
Yeah, well, this is slightly different. It's not like learning languages or something like that. That'd be too much like proper school for me. And it'd bring back too many bad memories.
You didn't get on at school then?
School didn't get on with me, more like.
Me neither. Couldn't wait to get out of the place.
Your husband, was he a teacher too then?
No, John worked in shipping. He was only 60 when he died.
Oh, awful. Mr. Rees, that's our tutor, should be here soon. In fact, he should have been here by now. Mind you, he fusses around a bit too much for my liking. And he's a bit, you know, treats us like women, doesn't he, Jo?
He slows his voice down when he speaks to us.
Oh, right. Well, I'm sure that'll suit me fine. What are we doing tonight, then?
Starting to make a set of shelves, apparently. Anyway, that's the theory.
They'll come in handy then. You should see the books I've got. I can't move for them. And there are what seems like hundreds of John's, which I'll never get round to reading.
Oh, I don't get round to reading, full stop, except for the newspaper and the old magazine and things.
Want me to lend you my practical woodworking, Linda?
No, thanks. I'll survive.
John would have loved to have had all the time I've got now to read.
Yeah. Enjoy retirement together, you mean?
All that time we were married, but we didn't have that much time to ourselves to actually enjoy being together.
How long were you married then, love?
35 years, on the 4th of August.
Oh, is it one of them special dates, you know, like Emerald or something?
No, I don't think so.
It's Coral.
Oh, stands back in amazement. How come you know so much about it, Jo?
Just do.
So, what's 20 years?
China.
That figures. Something that's easily smashed, especially when you have an husband like mine.
Do I detect a certain degree of animosity?
You do? After all these years, what's the bastard go and do? Discovers the love of his life. Or so he thinks. Thing is, you never know, do you? I mean, he was having this affair for 6 months and I never suspected a thing. All I knew was he appeared to be depressed, and I, Muggins me, felt sorry for him. Of course he was badly depressed. That's when he was with me, instead of with his fancy bit.
But how did he manage to carry on so long without you knowing?
He's a van driver, isn't he? Often has to stay away for the night when he's got a long-distance delivery. Of course, I had no idea what he was delivering, but I can imagine.
Look what I've got for you tonight, Samantha.
She wasn't really called Samantha, was she?
Oh, that's what he said, but I wouldn't believe a word of it. It's probably one of those common as muck names like Sharon or Trace. Sorry, love. Didn't mean anything by that.
Nah, it's all right.
How she could have been taken in by a slimy old creep like him, I'll never know. If I'd have been her, I'd have told him where he could stick it.
Seems to me that's exactly what she did do.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
So now it's a matter of picking up the pieces and getting on with your life, right?
In a manner of speaking, yes. I'm getting out and doing things. One thing I am not going to be doing is sitting at home and moping, waiting for something to happen.
So what sort of things do you do, Linda?
Dance class on Mondays, art class on Wednesdays, and this one now. And I've got myself a nice little job in the local travel agents. Yeah, I can get really good deals, you know.
So, what brings you here, Tracy?
Same reason, I suppose. I mean, I've got to be able to do things for myself, haven't I?
No boyfriend at the moment, then?
No, I split up with Dave 2 years ago. We were about to get engaged. At least he said we were. And then he just upped and left.
Just like that?
Yeah, it turned out he'd been two-timing me for ages. He said he hadn't broken it off earlier because he didn't want to hurt me.
Oh, how considerate. Just like a man. No one on the horizon, then?
Well, there is one, but...
Oh, come on, tell us.
No, it's nothing really. It might not turn out to be anything. I'm a bit superstitious, you see. I want to be sure first. You understand?
Oh, of course we do, love.
What time is this Mr. Reese, was it? The tutor, supposed to turn up then? I thought the class started at 6:30.
It does, love, but typical bloody man always keeps us waiting. It's never been this long before, though.
Well, frankly, I don't see why we should wait any longer. I'm paying good money for these lessons. I say we should get on with these shelves ourselves.
You're right. After all, they call this class do-it-yourself, don't they?
But I've no idea what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, well, all he did last week was just go through the basics. You know, how to hold a saw and such like. It's not rocket science. Look, here's what we're supposed to be making. See? One handy set of bookshelves, ideal for the smaller room.
Oh, can we really make them?
Of course we can, love. You just need a bit of confidence in yourself, that's all.
That's what I fear is lacking.
Oh, rubbish. Look, it's a very simple construction. That bit supports the bottom shelf here, and this bit goes there, and I think that goes...
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. Well, I don't know, Trace. It does look a bit odd.
It would help if you had the plans the right way up. See? Top, bottom shelf support, left-hand side, right-hand side, backing, shelf brackets times 4, shelves times 2. Got it?
Oh, right. Not exactly IKEA, is it?
Not exactly, no.
She looks so competent.
Appearances can be deceptive, Helen.
I know, but I feel so useless now. There are all these things that you take for granted, you know. Daft things like changing a fuse. Mind you, John wasn't so hot on electricity.